gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Advanced Medicine Monday officially begins now with Dr. Rashid Batar. Dr. Batar, big news on the media front as Mike Adams and Alex Jones put out the gauntlet there. Not like it's the first time, but hey, guys and gals that believe in vaccines, including Piers Morgan, go ahead and take 1,000. We'll give you $1 million if you take 1,000 shots.
Yeah, 1,000 shots is quite a few shots.
I don't know who they were talking on the air, and I've got an audio clip you might want to hear, but talking on the air, speculating on, let's see, how long will they survive? How many shots in before they convulse, right?
Well, the question is actually with 1,000 shots, the person may just start leaking to death.
Leaking?
Leaking, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of holes in your body.
Okay, now I got your perspective there. Listen, here's just a couple of days ago when Mike Adams on Alex Jones' show. It's interesting discussion how this kind of opened up here. Let me play that.
I think that's a good idea. How about these executives? Piers Morgan took the flu shot and then
got sick.
And literally they thought he was going to die.
Yeah, he got really sick from one shot, man. Imagine, I mean, I thought about doing this.
Yeah, I talked to him in private, you know, at the thing, and we'll after, and they said, oh, you're right. And he's like, you're right about shots, by the way. Because now he knows he took it, and 2 days later almost started dying for 3 weeks.
We should offer a pharmaceutical executive $1,000 a shot to take 1,000 vaccine shots. That's $1 million to take 1,000 vaccine shots all at once, which they insist is perfectly safe.
They've said 1,000 shots would be safe.
They said 100,000 would be safe.
Hey, wait, that professor, we ought to say just 1,000.
Yeah, just take
1,000. One day, you get $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, they then extend it and say, how about 72 hours, because maybe that's a little excessive in one day. But, I mean, the principle is sound as far as if you're going to say it's safe, go ahead. Here's the challenge. You want $1 million? Give it to your charity. Go ahead, try it.
Robert, do you remember after I testified in front of Congress in 2004, the following year, there were two things that happened, both on the opposite extremes. One, we had tremendous number of new patients and new inquiries and new doctors contacting us, and half the doctors that contacted us wanted to find out what we were doing. The other half wanted to basically condemn what we were doing and saying it was ridiculous and irresponsible and blah, blah, blah. But as with everything, you have two extremes. You have tremendous positive and then tremendous negative. The tremendous negative was very biased, though, and we found out after one of my patients' fathers, who was a security network analyst for Microsoft, I believe it was, or maybe it was Apple, something big, did some hacking and found out that the people that were attacking me online were actually two people, traced it back to the ISP addresses, were only two people, but they were posing as 12 or 13 different people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that point, I actually put out a challenge, and this challenge was repeated again when 2020 interviewed me with the Desiree Jennings case. I repeated it also when PBS Frontline came and interviewed us for 3 days. And that challenge was this. I will take 100 vaccines at one time, but it wasn't 100 vaccines that was a challenge. Actually, I would take the amount of thimerosal in 100 vaccines at one time, as long as somebody else that was condemning me or any of the government executives, any of the people that were pro-vaccines, I would take the equivalent of thimerosalafine and 100 vaccines if they did the same thing on stage in public. However, I would be taking my own treatment, which they were attacking and saying wasn't efficacious, and they would not be able to do that treatment. In other words, we do the same amount of thimerosal. I wasn't talking about getting the vaccines because I don't want all the other DNA adducts and all that other crap in there. But what I'm talking about is just the thimerosal.
Which at the time, by the way, yeah, was the claim. It was like, no, it's not mercury. It's not thimerosal. We'll prove it to you. The Danish study shows that it was bogus because we pulled the mercury out and these cases of autism continue to skyrocket.
Right, exactly. It was the whole focus was thimerosal, and for me it still is. And the reason I put this challenge out was simply because they were saying that our treatment had no scientific validity. My treatment was being attacked. So to prove that the treatment was more than valid and I would put my life on the line, I said, okay, equivalent thimerosal in 100 vaccines, the only requirement is that when it's administered to both myself and the other person, whoever it is, in public, on TV, that's going to be broadcast, and that I am permitted to use my own treatment as soon as I want, which would be immediately on stage,
right?
Versus they couldn't use my treatment. They could use whatever treatment they want, but they can't use our treatment, which is DMPS.
Right, right. And then, of course, nobody's taking you up on the offer. And
no. So in fact, PBS didn't even air it. They didn't even put that on, neither did 2020. Of course, they wouldn't air that. I mean, I thought, okay, we're going to put this out. The whole world's going to hear it. No, they didn't even air it because they didn't want that challenge like that going out.
No, heck no. But, you know, things have changed a little since that time. We actually have gained, let's say, an audience that wasn't there. We've gained more followers, converts, so to speak, even sometimes among the bad guys. And, you know, case in point, you probably haven't seen this, but this supermodel by the name of Carol Alt, she used to be a swimsuit, a Sports Illustrated. She was just given a show by Roger Ailes at Fox News. I would love to see if I can get you on that show. But she just interviewed our friend Nick Gonzalez about his enzyme treatment for cancer, detoxification, living foods and everything. And completely unchallenged, she was able to reveal that she was a patient of his, and he saved her life on mainstream news. I was shocked.
So what was this?
This was just over the weekend. I just on Saturday it aired, and it aired again on Sunday. And we've got Carol Alt coming up this week on the show. But this is something that I'm shaking my head. I'm going, this is not possible. This can't happen. But evidently things are shifting. I'm not here to say it's all over and we've won. But my goodness, the information that we get out there now is less likely to be challenged because it's embarrassing to those who would stand against something like this.
Well, actually, I don't think it's going to prevent people from challenging it. It's just that the people that are going to challenge it now realize that they are about to jeopardize their own integrity by challenging it.
Right. They can't get away with it so much like they could before because when they're protesting, people now have access to information that wasn't flowing as freely when you first were being attacked viciously the way you were. And here you are trying to defend your treatment that was helping not only your own son, but many other children around the world from vaccine damage, from mercury damage, from the autism spectrum as it's claimed. Now, if this were to happen again, I think we might get more publicity on it, but I don't want to see anybody have to inject themselves with these things. And, of course, no one's going to take Alex Jones and Mike Adams up on that challenge either. But it's an important point to bring out that, you know, we need to shame these folks into saying you can't claim that this stuff is safe.
You're absolutely right. There's no way that you can claim it's safe. And, again, as I said to the Vancouver group when I lectured there a couple of weeks ago, that anybody who, after this data has been presented and you've been shown the proof, anybody who refutes it is either, one, simply not cognitively intelligent enough to comprehend the truth, or, two, lacks integrity.
They're compromised. In other words, they've got an agenda. They're being paid off. And, again, this is also the other aspect of the rise of the new media. Because all of the media presented in prior years dominated by those who profited handsomely from pharmaceutical, let's say, relationships, where we have natural news, we've got this show, we've got advanced medicine each week that we do, Alex Jones, no money coming from Big Pharma. So we speak these truths, we reveal these facts, and we are not compromised with this information, how we're delivering it.
You're absolutely right, and that makes a huge difference because if people only get one side of the story, and they get inundated with that one side, they don't get the opposite side, they have no other choice but to believe that the perspective that they're hearing is the truth, because in their world, well, if there was a opposition or if there was a counterpoint to this, it would have been made, but nobody's made it, so it must not be valid. This must be the truth. What they don't seem to understand is that the other side, the other point that would invalidate the point that they're hearing repetitively, is being prevented from being disseminated. They're not allowed to even hear it. In other words, you don't even get the opposite side of the story, so you don't even know there is an opposite side of the story.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
That's not the case anymore.
Which is, you know, why also the biggest concern for those that are trying to hold the power structure on planet Earth as it is and maintain the monopoly of medicine around planet Earth are very deathly afraid of what the First Amendment really means. Because we've seen some politicians recently trying to claim that the only real journalists that should be protected by the First Amendment are being paid by large media conglomerates or corporations. They hold a salaried position under that. Other than that, of course, the Founding Fathers, that's the way they wrote the First Amendment. Unless you're paid by big conglomerates around the world, you can't be a journalist.
It's the most ridiculous stance, but yet, you know, they don't say that, Robert. They're actually controlling it by the dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, the pharmaceutical company pays all this money, for example, to the advertisers.
Yes.
In other words, they're controlling it by the dollar amount. You will get to do whatever you want to say if you're paying us this amount of money. And, of course, the people who pull the strings of the pharmaceutical company, the people that pull the strings of the advertising companies, the people that are involved with this hierarchy of this misinformation, they're all one and the same anyway.
Yeah, and it isn't that they have to say, you do our bidding or else. All it has to be is like, oh, I'm sorry, you want to cover that story this way? Well, we're just going to have to take our advertising money elsewhere.
Right. That's exactly right.
See how fast they fall in line. And that is why we encourage you to support our efforts here on the Robert Scott Bell Show Advanced Medicine Monday each and every week with Dr. Rasha Bitar. If you have not already done so, please pick up a copy or multiple copies of the bestseller, international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It will keep your friends, family, children, grandchildren much safer than any other book out there just about. And, of course, Dr. Bitar continues to travel around the world with this powerful message of healing like nowhere else in media. And Dr. Bitar, we're about up on a break. I think I want to talk a little bit more about the pathways of Mercury. And I know we've covered it before, but with the new revelations, the corrupt, let's say, studies about the Marisol vaccines and them not being linked to autism, we're seeing the opposite come out. I want to understand the pathways a little more for everybody out there. So stand by. Dr. Bitar is back. He's with me each and every week. Check it out online, robertscottbell.com and medicalrewind.com if you miss a show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Covering the controversy, although it's not controversial here, of the link between vaccines, thimerosal, mercury, autism, and all kinds of neurological brain damage, and beyond, with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Dr. Bittar, one of the things people will say that, well, you know, it's really not that dangerous, the thimerosal, because they go into the form of it's different. Also, the fact that you can ingest some form of mercury, and if you have a healthy gastrointestinal system and bacteria, microflora, even candida will engulf some of the mercury that's ingested, but they're bypassing any protective mechanism that there is via vaccination, piercing the skin and injecting it.
Yes, that's true. The thing is, though, Robert, there's three mechanisms of damage that would be caused by pretty much any heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then each heavy metal has its own uniqueness. Mercury's uniqueness is that it causes denudation of the neurofibrils more so than any other metal. In fact, many of the metals don't cause that specific issue, whereas mercury does. Now, the most potent heavy metal out there is uranium, and then mercury is considered to be the second most toxic metal according to the Environmental Protection Agency. However, uranium doesn't cause the denudation of the neurofibrils like mercury does. Uranium causes other types of issues. So the three mechanisms of action that basically are the destructive component of heavy metals, which would be uniform for all heavy metals. The first is the oxidative injury. The toxicological component is from the amount of oxidation that is exposed to the individual. The individual is exposed to the amount of oxidation due to the exposure to the heavy metals.
Yeah, direct physiological damage to cells, like bombs that'll go off.
Exactly. So that's the first one. Then you have a second component of the toxicological component that most people don't recognize, even doctors don't even understand this, and that is actually an indirect but in my world, a direct component. When I say indirect, it's because you don't actually see the metal causing this. It's not something you can actually study in a petri dish. It's a direct issue when you look at the in vivo aspect. And what I mean by that is that when you put it in the system, in a biological system, the metals cause a displacement of the essential minerals.
Right.
So think of it as vital parts in your car are now removed, and other things, like you take off a water hose in the car, but you put in some type of garden hose or, you know, whatever you want to call it, whatever type of analogy there. You take out the essential parts that were designed, and you take a part out of the car and you put apart from a lawnmower in the car. Well, it may look similar, but it's not going to work. It's just simply the car's not, just not going to work.
And so, Dr. Batar, it's not like it's unknown in the scientific realm, even though, as you say, it's direct yet indirect. I mean, there have been studies that show direct displacement, for instance, with cadmium and selenium. I mean, you're just wiping out selenium stores. So what you're saying is actually validated by science, not only the observation clinical.
Well, yeah, and exactly, Robert. And I'd like to think that everything I talk about is science-based anyway. So, but I appreciate it. In mainstream science, I think what you meant, right?
Yes, correct.
So the displacement of the essential minerals like selenium, like manganese, like molybdenum, some of these things are essential. Now, you've also got other minerals like zinc and copper that have a double-edged sword, meaning they have really negative effects if they're in high levels, extremely high levels, but they are also extremely, it's almost essential for life if you don't have enough. So too much is bad, too little is bad, so they have to be balanced. But certain things like the selenium, and well, selenium is the same way actually as as iron, as copper, as zinc, some of these components. So each of these minerals and metals have a very specific role, but the essential component of the second method of toxicology or toxicological damage is where the metals come in and push the minerals out, replace the minerals, and now the system can't work anymore. So the first one is oxidative injury. The second one is displacement. And then the third mechanism that's virtually unrecognized is the allergenicity component. So there are some people that, as if it's not bad enough to have the oxidative injury and the displacement issues, then it's almost adding insult to injury by the fact that they have an allergic response to that particular metal. And that's not that commonly seen, but we have seen that, especially when we start to mobilize these metals, effectively the people will start to have an allergenicity type component. So those are the three mechanisms of damage caused by heavy metals.
Yeah, it's huge. And of course, it's not like this is unknown except for, wow, breakthrough, last year we figured it out. I mean, I talk as a homeopath, and my studies in the homeopathic literature, mercury, and other metals, heavy metals, but mercury in particular, pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of known what they call effects, toxic effects in the body, including damage to structural integrity, epithelial lining, right? These are the things that we see all the time with, you know, leading to, as you said, allergenicity, seizures, transits and pathways that are not supposed to be open wide for all kinds of things to occur. So it, one compounds a thousand other things, starting with the heavy metals, most importantly, mercury as the exposure point or vector. And we're talking about this with vaccines with Dr. Rasha Batar. We're going to be back with more Advanced Medicine Monday, like nowhere else in media, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, another official story is unraveling here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Bittar is with me. Remember, if you miss a show, they're all archived, easy for download at will at medicalrewind.com. We have those linked up in the show notes, including to Dr. Bittar's books, etc. So we went on a visit because we're getting more information off the data sets that were used to claim that thimerosal / mercury had nothing to do with autism out of the Denmark study. This guy, Thorson, he's like on the FBI's most wanted list, and this is the guy the CDC says, he's the guy that did the studies and we believe him. That's right. The CDC, at this point, operating as a criminal organization outside of their toxicological departments, which we actually do respect, really now finding out that the opposite of what they've been claiming about thimerosal mercury not linked to autism is, just do the opposite and you've got it right.
Yeah, I didn't realize about this most wanted on the FBI list. I'd heard that before, and I thought it was a joke, but in fact, it actually was on the most wanted list, or actually still is, right?
Oh, yeah, he is. And this is, how does a guy who has embezzled money from the CDC to produce preordained reports to claim that vaccines, mercury, don't cause autism, how is he on the lam for all these years and nobody from the FBI, Interpol, the NSA, the CIA, nobody can track this guy down? Is he an insider that they don't want found? I have to ask it. That's why we're the new media. We ask the questions they don't.
Maybe he's related to Osama bin Laden, and they can find him because he's hanging out with him, right?
It's going to take him 10 years to figure it out. By then, he's done from renal failure. It really is incredible. So this is, and we're going to be covering more, of course. Professor Dr. Brian Hooker has already revealed a lot of this. We've got a lot more Freedom of Information Act requests still not being enacted upon by the CDC. They're trying to cover this up, in my opinion. They don't want this coming out. Their religion is really on the line. Their continuing belief system of the unquestionability, the sanctity of these vaccines is on the line, and they are faced with losing it totally at this point.
Yeah, it's something that they know the truth and they don't want it to be exposed. It's almost like the people, I hate to even say this, Robert, I don't know, maybe you can blip this out if this is too offensive, but it's like the Roman Catholic Church and their abuse of children, in, you know, that's so pathological among the priests, but they want to cover it up. They don't want the people to know the truth that there's so much wrong within the hierarchy. How can you support that? How can you justify?
No, and it's okay to say that because we have a lot of Catholics in the audience that also feel disgusted by their own, you know, cover-ups there. So, no, that's legitimate. That's why we couch this in terms of religiosity, not to make a broad swath against religion. That's not the point. The point is to bring up that there's a cover-up in any organization. It needs to be called into question and rooted out so that there's some semblance of integrity restored.
Exactly. And it's not the principles or the message behind the religion. It's the people that have abused it and manipulated it and distorted it to achieve their own agenda. And so it's the same component here. It's the CDC and their agenda, what was started, what they were put in place for, and what they've become are two completely different things.
Right. And we would, let's say, share a goal of, hey, is there a way that we can enhance immunity out there among the children of planet Earth so that they have healthier childhoods, they grow up to be healthy adults? Yeah, sure. But might we argue that the mechanism of action that they have elected and selected and monopolized this vaccination may not be the best way to go? In fact, it might be the worst way to go?
That's exactly right, Robert, because our goal as a human species should be to ensure that our progeny has a safe world, has a world that they can flourish in. And if their agenda and our agenda is the same, which it is, obviously, that we want to better the future,
yes,
then we would think that there would be vast amounts of common ground here. However, again, the point is that the people that are in control on the other side don't have that agenda anymore. It may have been the original reason for it to be created, but whether or not it's been a subversive overtaking of that side, on what I'm talking about on the governmental side, or whether it's manipulation by the big pharma companies that have come in because they saw a profit potential, or whatever the reason was, the agenda, even though they're using the same commonality in their publicized agenda,
yes,
it's anything but true. It's like the medical boards. They serve in the capacity of protecting the public. But if you look at what they're really doing, it's the pretense of safety of the public that they use their power. That's how they create their power, underneath the pretense of public safety. But they have no agenda in actuality of protecting the public. Their agenda is only to ensure what they feel, or what their hierarchy has dictated feels, is the safe way to treat people. And again, the safety aspect is just a pretense. It's really to manipulate people to do certain things that they want that are going to put more money in the pockets of their masters. That's what it comes down to. Because how can you say that a drug that's killed 55,000 people like Vioxx, and that had to go through and kill that many people before they took it off the market, that's an issue. And yet something like vitamin C or hydrogen peroxide, which the body makes itself, or any type of substance that's given intravenously that they're concerned with, like EDTA, for example, one child died a couple of years back. A total of maybe 6 or 8 people have died since 1960. And each one of these people that had died from EDTA, I mean, let's round it off to 10 people that have died from EDTA infusions, all because they were administered by the doctor wrong. You can take Tylenol wrong. You take aspirin wrong. You use a nail gun wrong.
Yes.
You're going to kill yourself. Okay. So that has nothing to do with it. But they've bastardized and demonized these natural treatments, when I say natural, it's not natural the way we put it in the body, but it's, they're natural things that we put in the body in a parenteral source, and yet all these other drugs that cause literally millions of people to die, millions of people to go into organ failure, millions of people to develop kidney issues and liver issues and all sorts of other issues, that's okay. But something that has killed 10 people because a person, the doctor who used it, didn't know what the hell he was doing and was incompetent, rather than blame the incompetent doctor, they try to demonize the treatment so that people start going into a different direction. And is perspective. That's undefendable.
Perspective. If you mentioned like 10 people over, 40, 50 years, and they use that to say it's dangerous, let's ban it. The drugs, what's the latest statistic from hospital mistakes? It is stunning that, you know, back in 1998, 99, the journals were reporting, and again in 2000, reporting of iatrogenic deaths, hospital deaths, around 100,000, 98,000 a year. They've redone those, and now it looks like it's upwards of 440,000 every year, nearly 500,000 every year. But where is the call to close down hospitals? Come on. What other industry kills 440,000 a year?
And it has no repercussions.
No repercussions. No, we don't want to. Yeah, not only do we not want to close it, we want to mandate it through what's called Obamacare, that it's the only way we're allowing you to go.
Because they're not killing enough people, Robert.
That tells you that the agenda, they claim it's one thing, but it's absolutely the opposite. And now they're going to be cornered. They are being cornered into this argument that the parents who are refusing to allow the doctors to vaccinate their children really want their kids to be harmed or die of a horrible disease. Tell me how that's going to be a winning argument, right? Any mom or dad's going to go, no, I don't want to vaccinate because I perceive now, that the vaccine could be more dangerous than the disease you're claiming to protect them against.
And, Robert, that is a fantastic point to bring up here at this juncture, and the simple reason is this. Their agenda will be propagated only if they can divide and conquer. If they can separate individuals and make one or two people, just like they're trying to do with the doctors. For example, a doctor stands up and does the right thing, they're going to try to single them out, take their license, to punish the rest of the doctors, or to show a punishment to the rest of the doctors that if you step out of the box, this is what's going to happen. So they're trying to do the same thing now with parents, where they're trying to say, they're going to demonize one or two parents, go after them, create whatever kind of issues so that other parents not get scared and manipulated into actually doing the vaccines. And here is where the strategy is flawed, because parents will do whatever is necessary for the kids. I mean, I understand that there'll always be that 0.1% of the parents that don't give a crap, but 99.9% of parents truly care about the kids and are going to do whatever is right.
Yes.
And this is where their strategy is going to fall apart, because it's going to be not one or 10 or 100 or 1,000 people. There are going to be tens of thousands of people that are going to stand the ground and say, my child's not going to get vaccinated. So now how are they going to take tens of thousands of people and say all of a sudden that there's such a horde of influx of bad parents all of a sudden? Like, you know, it's bad enough that autism went from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 50 in 21 years. Now all of a sudden in like 5 years we've got these parents that were 1 in 100,000 that would actually hurt their children intentionally with Munchausen syndrome. Now all of a sudden there's tens of thousands of people out there that are going to now be accused of Munchausen syndrome. And for those people that don't know what Munchausen syndrome is, that's where a parent intentionally hurts a child in order to bring more attention to themselves because they're the caregiver and people feel sorry for them because they got a child that's sick. There have been movies done on this. But the point is, they cannot take this argument if they are people that are uniform in their thought process and their belief and go down that road. In other words, that lion or that wolf is not going to come after a herd of strong individuals. And this is where their strategy is so flawed, because by the mere fact they're not going to be vaccinating themselves and their kids, they are stronger, they are more cognizantly aware, they are more able to resist the pressures that would be put on somebody to make them convert.
Well,
in other words,
if they
were going after the people that were getting vaccinations, it would be different, because those people are already motivated by peer pressure. But this group is not going to be motivated by peer pressure. They're willing to stand up for their children because they know that's the only right thing for them to do, because if they don't stand up for the children, nobody else will. And that is a strong mentality. That is a strong herd. Yeah. And they are going to their strategy is going to fail miserably against that strong herd.
It's like the strengthening by fire. I mean, you're really testing, you're meddled, you're tougher because of the brutality. And again, we and I have told my story many times. You've been through it with your son, how it strengthened you and your resolve to do the right thing. And that's what we're talking about here.
And this is perfect, Robert, you brought this up right now, because at the parent training session that I've been asked to do at the Autism One conference after I give the keynote speech, is going to talk exactly about this subject, about the importance of being uniform and understanding and having that resolve, so that no matter what anybody says or does, or what they threaten you with, or how they try to manipulate you, you hold your ground, because there's no way they can come after 1,000 people or 2,000 people. They won't even come after 100 people.
Right. They're cowards on that side of the equation.
Exactly. They're bullies.
Yeah, and we're going to take on those bullies one more segment today on Advanced Medicine Monday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Always enjoying our discussion, so stand by for a whole lot more in the little time we have left. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Scott Bell Show.
Another fascinating discussion wrapping up with Dr. Batar here. And you mentioned, as we were going to the break, a parent training, if you will. I thought you were going to train the doctors at the next Autism One. What's going on with this?
It actually is a doctor's training, too. That's going to be before the keynote talk that I'm going to be giving. But after that, there's going to be a parent training session. And I think the parent training session is going to be far more important. I talked with the directors of Autism One about this, and, you know, there's certain commonalities, Robert, that 75% of my time when I'm in consults with patients is actually spent discussing and helping the parent become aware of where the real issue is, meaning that it's not just the toxicity of the child, it's how the parent is treating the child that's going to make a difference. In other words, you can take a child and you can clean them up and they're no longer toxic. But if you don't have the correct behavior modification in place, you're going to create a monster. And it doesn't matter whether the child is damaged by vaccines or not. This is true with any type of child that's going through it, and especially with the more intelligent children. As you know, this patient population is far more intelligent than the average and than their average peer group. But the problem is that in a child that has been damaged, because of the neurological impairments, the parents think that the child doesn't understand certain things. And so they allow the child to go down one path when the child needs guidance to prevent them from going down that path. So, you know, when you start seeing 75% recurrence, 3 out of 4 parents have the same issues, same problems, and in fact, as the child starts getting better, you see an accentuation of certain problems, which are really created because of the parents' lack of understanding of what's going on. It's vitally important to reorient them to understand what's going on. And actually, I've already asked 2 of my patients that are going to be present at this training. One is a mom who's politically involved with some of the autism stuff. But the other one, it's a really unique situation. The mother is a pediatrician and the father is a dentist, and so of the child that I'm treating. And the mom really gets this behavioral aspect, who truly gets it. So I'd asked her some time ago that if I ever do anything with this behavioral aspect with children that have been injured by vaccines and that are mercury toxic and, you know, that have that diagnosis of autism, which, you know, that I don't believe there is such a thing as autism, that if she would end up helping me to present her perspective too, which is very unique as a mother and as a pediatrician, and because she truly gets it. And when I was explaining this to them, I could see a twinkle in her eye and a smile on her face because she truly got it. But her husband, didn't quite get it. And as you know, you can't be a preacher in your own house. So she appreciated the fact that I brought that up. We had a discussion afterwards about it. And she said this is one of the most important things. So I've had it validated by parents, especially after we've gone through this component with them. And I thought, what better way of empowering individuals when they come to a conference like this, when they walk away from the conference, the people that attend this workshop, which is going to be about a six-hour workshop, they will walk away so that Monday morning when they get back home, they can start to implement certain things without any treatment, without any doctor, without anything else. They can start doing some of these components that we're going to talk about immediately and start seeing a benefit just from the behavioral modification aspect.
Oh, I love that so much. I mean, this is why John Rappaport and I did that Vaccines Armed and Dangerous audio seminar, was that very same purpose of empowering these parents, giving them the tools they need to stand strong, to know how to interact. And in addition, the training that you'll be doing goes even further in your experience in working with these parents. So it's a very exciting development here. And we'll be covering this as we get closer to the date to let everybody know how they can participate with it. And I want to quickly revisit that strengthening of the parents, because the attack on the parents is a failing method to keep vaccines front and center as something that is sacrosanct and is not to be questioned. And they're losing the argument, because as we said today on the air with Dr. Bitar here, their attacks on the parents are backfiring, because they have to now argue that just at the same level of rate of increase of autism or autism spectrum diagnoses, that that's the same increase of parents wanting to harm their children because now suddenly they don't want to vaccinate. They're never going to win this argument. With the last minute here, Dr. Bitar, I'm very heartened by what's happening.
Robert, you know, we've talked about this so many times that this is the last death struggle of the powers that be, and it's becoming obvious that they're going to lose. And in no small way has the Robert Scott Bell Show, and hopefully my contribution in the Medical Rewind Advanced Medicine Mondays, that has had no small role in this. It's had a significant role, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be playing my part in this.
Well, you know, I feel blessed that we've been able to do this, and we'll continue to do so, because we've got to rebuild those who have been so damaged and injured. So we've got a lot more work to do, and we're up for it, because, listen, that energy, that love, that power, it's all coming through us just to help each and every one of you out there. And that's why we wrap up every hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show right here with Dr. Bitar as well, to say that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.